for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2009 Labor Day Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday evening, September the 4th, 2009. Jim Landry is the speaker of the service, teaching on Spirit of Gambling. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
I'm going to lead you in a renunciation prayers. And we're doing good on time, so we can break this stuff off of us. Even if you haven't personally participated in any illegal gambling, and only minor legal gambling, such as bingos or such games that you might have encountered when you were in school, risk-taking games or gambling or whatever. But maybe this is the first time you've really decided to say, let's just do this thing and get it cleaned up. So if there's anything down my bloodline, we can get free from it. Amen? And then believe God to continue to prosper you. He wants to prosper your soul. He wants to prosper us. God is in the business of prospering His people. But we're the ones that hinder the prosperity from coming forward. So will you repeat after me? First of all, if you're not willing to participate because you know you're going to be at the ching tonight, you know, or you know that this is not that big of a deal, Brother Jim, I'm going to win it again, then I am not cursing you by saying God curse those who don't participate. So you don't have to participate. Nobody has to know. If you want to, you can move your lips. You can take the risk. So I've never do that. I never pray my will on anybody. I'm asking those who want to agree to agree. And also, some of us may be here, and our spouses may not be here. Our wives, or my wife is not here today, or your husbands, or whatever. So let's stand in proxy for them, because you're one. And I believe God will do a tremendous, miraculous work in your life. Amen? All right, will you repeat after me? Dear Lord, with honesty of heart, humility of soul, and conviction of spirit, do I make this following confession? I've sinned against you, and I've disobeyed your word, whether it be through willfulness, ignorance, or curiosity. And I repent of these sins, and I ask you to forgive me through the blood of Jesus Christ. I renounce all of the occult. I renounce all gambling, all risk-taking, all wagering. I renounce witchcraft and magic, both black and white. I renounce all seances, clairvoyance, mediums, contact with familiar spirits, UFOs. I renounce Ouija boards and all other occult games. See, God wants us to renounce all of these occult things because the gamblers are full of witchcraft. Because you're trying to impose your will on others. And the power of the witch, the power of the wizard and the warlock and the gambler rises up and to try to seduce the other person to give them their earnings or money and manipulate. It's the whole gambling process is a match of human will power, which is soul power, which is demonic. I got to convince you, you're going to lose. I renounce all fortune telling, palm reading, tea leaf reading, crystal balls, tarot cards, other card lanes, and pendulum. I renounce all astrology, interest in the horoscopes, signs of the zodiac. I renounce the heresy of reincarnation and all healing groups involved in metaphysics. I renounce all hypnosis, mind reading, mind control, second sight, ESP, EST, and parapsychology. Now, most of you, particularly in the viewing audience, have never had been hypnotized. But all of your dentists have been trained to hypnotize you if you can't take oral anesthesia or gas. I renounce water witching, levitation, body lifting, table tipping, psychometry, automatic writing, automatic drawing, automatic composing. I renounce astral projection, soul travel, thought projection, and other demonic skills. I renounce all mind control. By the way, we're praying this prayer and interceding on the sins of our forefathers. We're praying for all of our seed and all of the sins that are from our forefathers. I renounce all mind control, power of positive thinking, positive control salesmanship, and demonic power to impose my will on others. I renounce all sorcery, belief in Mary medallions, St. Christopher medals, good luck charms, rabbit's foot, four leaf clovers, wishbones, potions. I vow that I will destroy any that are on my person under my control. I vow that I will destroy any idols to foreign gods, such as Buddhas, Mexican sun gods, signs of the zodiac, American Indian dolls, voodoo dolls, the Egyptian ox, pentagrams, or other abominations on my person or under my control. I renounce all literature I've ever read in any of these fields and vow that I will destroy such books in my own possession. I will also destroy any objects, pictures, signs, statues, jewelry, charts, which are on my person or in my house. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break the following. I break all generational curses. Came down my family line because of gambling, wage betting, risk taking. I break all curses, hexes, spells, jinxes, vexes, and charms placed on me, placed on my family, from all and any occult source. I break the curse of illegitimacy. 10 generations back, from off my family line. I break the curse of idolatry off my family line. I renounce any oaths I or my ancestors ever made to any false gods, idols, false cult, or false religion. I renounce any initiation rite into any clubs, brotherhoods, lodges, fraternities, sororities, or order which is of a demonic or witchcraft origin. I break all demonic subjection, demonic soul ties, or bondages to my mother, father, grandparents, great-grandparents, spouses, ex-spouses, or any other human being, living or dead, has ever dominated me or controlled me in any way contrary to the will of God. I break all curses of psychic heredity and any demonic hold upon my family line as of the result of disobedience of any of my ancestors, spouses, or ex-spouses. I break any curses of physical or mental illness off my family line. I break any curse on me, all my family, From the occult, demonic origin, as a result of gambling. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, I renounce every cult that denies the blood atonement of Jesus Christ. Every philosophy that denies the deity of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to take you to a very simple forgiveness prayer. We don't get that right. We got to forgive. And all of this that I've said don't mean anything. It's not going to give you any help. It's like ear hurting. You just cut off God. And so we must forgive. We are forgiven in the same measure we forgive. So we need to forgive those forefathers that may have involved themselves in waste betting, risk taking, gambling, stealing, playing the numbers. So Lord, I forgive my forefathers that were involved in gambling, betting, stealing, all manner of uncleanness, all manner of sin against you. I confess their sins and ask for forgiveness of their sins. And Father, I got a confession to make. I have not always loved, but I've resented certain people, and I confess this is sin. And I call upon you now, Lord, to help me forgive them. I do not forgive the following people that come into my heart. So if you, God's give me anyone, just you need to speak it gently, quietly out, and let him know that you want to release forgiveness. Some of us may have had confrontational experiences with our own parents or parent that might have been involved in gambling, might have led to a number of things. And if in days to come you show me others, I will quickly forgive them and ask you to bless them. I also ask you to forgive me for not forgiving myself. I do not forgive myself. Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that you died on the cross for my sins, rose from the dead. You've redeemed me by your blood. I belong to you. And I want to live for you. And I confess my sins, known and unknown. And I'm sorry for them all. I renounce them all. Now I come to you, my deliverer. You know my special needs. You know the things that bind me, that torment me, that defiles me. I call upon you now, Lord Jesus, to deliver me, set me free. Satan, I renounce you. I renounce all your gambling spirits, all those risk-taking demons, and all of your works. Came down my family bloodline. Today we set it in order. Jesus is Lord of our lives. We're giving you your eviction papers. You have to go. We loose ourselves from you in the name of Jesus. And we command you to leave us now. You go in Jesus' name. I now confess the sins of my forefathers. And in the name and by the blood of Jesus Christ, I break, renounce the power of every demonic curse. All demonic curses associated with gambling, risk-taking, that was passed down to me through the sins and actions of others. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break the power and the hold of every curse that came to me through sins. My sins, sins of my forefathers. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break the power and the hold of every curse that came to me through words spoken. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break the power and the hold of every curse that came to me through disobedience, mine or my forefathers. In the name of Jesus Christ, I now renounce breaking loose myself and my family from all demonic subjection, from all demonic powers as a result of gambling and the family bloodline. I break all these demonic subjections to my father, mother, grandparents, any other human being, living or dead, that have ever in the past or are now dominating or controlling me or my family in any way contrary to the word and the will of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare every legal hold, every legal ground of the enemy broken and destroyed. Satan no longer has a legal right to harass my family line through curses, through the gambling spirits, through the risk-taking spirits. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, I am free. And I thank you, Jesus, for setting me free. Let me engage the enemy. I ask that you not speak at this time. If you have to pray while I'm engaging the enemy in open warfare, that if you're going to pray, pray in your mind. This is not to say that that prayers are not important, but many times the spirit comes out through the breathing passage, because the word demon, spirit, and breath is all the same word, pneuma. And so many times they will leave out the passage. You have 7 passages in your body, from your pores to your skin to the openings in your nose and ears. 7 openings. And generally, they'll come out there. And so if you're speaking and you're saying, Jesus, Jesus, I can't imagine why a demon would want to come up there and face that. So they tend to stay down. That's why most people, after the service is over, that's when you see them in the back going outside throwing up. They don't know what I'm telling you now. That's just at your regular meetings. All right? And so the key is here, don't just agree with me and try not to say anything. And from time to time, just taking a deep breath and just kind of let them go out of your bowels, up from your bowel area up to your stomach. And sometimes you'll feel it moving around in there like Mexican jumping beans. But anyway, I'm going to take authority over the enemy and bind him. I bind Satan and his demons in the heavenlies on earth. I loose this deliverance session from Satan and his demons in the heavenlies on earth. I bind Satan and his demons in the heavenlies on earth. I forbid them to communicate or reinforce any demons inside of any person. So if you see me using my finger sometime, I won't point it at you in your eyes, anything like that. But Jesus said, if I cast out demons, I cast them out with the finger of God. The demons recognize the authority of God. So I tend to sometimes might use the finger sometime like that. I bind the strong man. I bind the ruler spirit over gambling and all witchcraft curses that I'm about to engage in a moment. Over each person's house that's willing to participate, I loose each person from the strong man. I forbid the strong man over each person's house to communicate or reinforce any other spirits inside of each person. I also bind evil power. I bind evil strength. Over all of the risk-taking spirits, the demons of gambling, the demons of risk-taking, principality, its entire work over our generations, back 10 generations on both sides of the family, all the way up to now, I break the curses right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I break the ancestral curses. I break it, 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 I break it. Divine, your house is falling, you're good. I'm entering into the palace. You're no longer your palace is at peace. So I break it, I break it, I break it, I break it. All the muscles of those spirits, all the ancestral and generational curse that came down our bloodlines on both sides, our mom's and dad's side, back 10 generations on both sides, from wagering, from gambling, from stealing, the whole sin involved there. I'm canceling that curse over. All of the direct curses by the bookies and the underground people that was collecting the debts and stuff that pronounced curses on the family. Maybe murdered family members way back. You just don't know the history in 1850, 1890, 1902. You don't have a clue. Most of the stuff is buried, and they won't bring it up. So there were direct curses, and we just assume that the people just have sickness and demons, certain type of demons, but it could be rooted in the gambling spirit. So Father, I break the direct curse. I break it. 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 I break it over the family. All the multiples of direct curses. I break it, I break it, I break it, I break it over the family. I break all of the indirect curses that come against the people of God here. I break all indirect curses. I break it, 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 all at once. There was collateral damage. Dad was involved in it. Mama didn't do anything to try to stop it. Collateral damage. I break it, 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 I break it. All 7 afflicted curses because of your participation in gambling or wage betting any time in your past. I break it, 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 I break it in Jesus' name. Break any cursing on living and non-living entities, things that might have been in our possession when we was gambling, our favorite coin, a rosary bead in our pocket when we went to bingo. Any little things like that that you have soul ties with, they may have long been destroyed, but you still have a soul tie with those things. So we want to break those living and non-living entities with those things. I know you've been out of gambling. I'm trying to help you. I know I'm singing to the choir here. But I break it, 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 I break it in Jesus' name. All of the curses on living and non-living living entities. When you compromise and you went with the devil's Bible and gave it to his gain, supported his ministry, you compromised. And so you could have been doing that for God and working for God and being a blessing to his ministry and blessing the kingdom. So that's the spirit of curse of negotiation or compromise. So I break it, 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 I break it in Jesus' name. These are the curses, and some of the curses associated with wage betting, with gambling, with risk-taking. Then there's the demons that come in and seal those curses in. I break all the satanic seals over those curses. I break the satanic seals. I break it, I break it, I break it, I break it, I break it. Satanic protective shields. I break it, 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 I break it. Satanic prayers. Prayers or psychic prayers. Word that you pronounce over, or that the forefathers pronounced over their wagering, their bets, a prophesying that they were going to win. All right, so we're going to break all those psychic prayers that came down your family bloodline. I break it, 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 I break it in Jesus' name. Break all ties with the evil past. I break it, 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 ties with all living and non-living entities. I break it, 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 I break it in Jesus' name. Now I command all the demons, you come up. We know you're there. Because there's very few of our family members that didn't do some kind of a bet. If we was in the war, granddad was in the war, my daddy fought in the war. All of them demons, you come up there in Jesus' name. Come up there tied together. I cut all the supports of those demons in Jesus' name. I cut all of the roots of those demons. I break any remaining holes, any supporting spirits over the people, over the witchcraft, over the people of God. I just break all satanic wishes, satanic dedications, satanic blood covenants, satanic blood sacrifices, satanic declarations, satanic assignments, satanic schemes, satanic designs. All person with addictive personalities will use mind control against us. And that's in gambling, that's in sexual addiction, that's in alcohol, anybody that needs you to support their habits. They'll try to put their will on you. So I don't know the strength of each of us, but I know I need each of you to help me. And so I'm praying right now to sever all that, to break all that, because that was a type of risk taking on their part, trying to make you the pansy to support their habits. Even though it wasn't gambling, but you was the person that was going to support their habits. Pay their rent or whatever it is. The type of wager there. It's wagering. Alright? And we could be innocent pawns in this game. So we're breaking that curse right now. I'm breaking it, breaking it, breaking it, breaking it, breaking it, breaking it. I break those satanic designs over your life. And there's people that touch people certain kind of ways. I don't know how to do it, but God told me that a long time ago. And there's people out there, they do things. They burn candles and touch you a certain way, meet you at the store, become your friend. And they'll put a little something on you or something like that. I will go buy one of these little books and pronounce a curse over you before you know you bring a Snicker bars and bubble gum every time you see them. Don't even like them. I break all hexes. I break all vexes, spells, jinxes, enchantments, rituals, any other bondages associated with witchcraft, the occult, voodoo, Satan, churches, and witch covers. I command all those demons broken. I break the curses in Jesus' name. As I call your name, you're going to come out of the people of God. You're going to go where Jesus tells you to go. I command the spirit of greed, you go. Now, we're dealing with gambling. We're dealing with all the spirits of witchcraft. We're dealing with any spirits that's in us that God has uncovered, and he wants it out of us in Jesus' name. I command the spirit of greed. You go in Jesus' name. Abnormal desire. You go in Jesus' name. Anytime I hit something, I think it might be something I can get some freedom from. I want to make sure I go after mine, too. Abnormal desire. You go in Jesus' name. Spirit of anxiety. You go. Ambitious. You demon of ambition. You go in Jesus' name. Spirit of addiction. All addiction spirits, I cast you out. I cast you out. We're protecting our children. Our children are blessed. And they're not going to get involved in it because they're going to have eyes to see and ears to hear what's going on. They're not going to wager. They're going to walk by faith and not by risk. So our children are blessed. Let's pass it back in the brain. Well, not a pastor anyway. But anyway, they're just blessed and bless her with the babies and all the young men and women that are here today. So they won't be a part of this because somebody taking time out to minister this message. It might, to some of us, it's just I thought Brother Lamb was going to do something really exciting tonight. But we're saving our children. Some of us are going to get blessed. You'd be surprised. If you learn that the problem with you receiving, all you're giving might be rooted in your great-grandfather was a hustler. But anyway, and then all of a sudden you start pulling in. You get a call and say, well, you found some mineral rights. And over here you find another bank that had money there, been there 35 years, and they're trying to find you to give it to you. All because you were faithful tonight, and you were sitting up there saying, I don't know why he's saying it to me. That's not me. But those of you that were hungry and thirsting, you're going to be surprised what God will do for you. I'm serious. I'm a witness. Every time I come up with an offering, I try to tell you something God did, because there's a lot more. I mean, in the thousands. Lots. All right. I come against the spirit of gambling. Come out of us. Come out. Religious gambling. You go in Jesus' name. Gambling obsession. Compulsive disorder. Come out. You go in Jesus' name. Betting. That spirit of betting. You go. Random betting. Betting by chance. You go in Jesus' name. Come out. Burn one's money. Blow one's money. Just blow everything. You go in Jesus' name. You come out of us in Jesus' name. You come out of, I'm casting you out of the children. They're under authority. They're under the leaders that brought them here. So anything that's in their family bloodline, we're throwing these spirits out in Jesus' name. They won't be subject to this type of behavior. Carnal behavior. They won't be subject to it because they know it's sin. All the spirits are borrowed a bit. You come out of us now. Borrowed a bit. You go in Jesus' name. Steal the bit. You go in Jesus' name. Come out, bingo betting. Come out, bingo betting. You go in Jesus' name. Come out, the spirit of the bookie. Come out, covetousness. Come out, spirit of the casino. Being entertained by the TV casino commercials. Come out in Jesus' name. Cast one's net. Spirit of chance. Come out, chance. Spirits of chance taking. Chance hit. Chance it. Risk taking. You go in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. Spirits of deception. Self-deception. Dishonest with self. Come out. Daydreaming. Dream. Fancy dreamer. Dreamer or dream. You go in Jesus' name. Driven by the demons. Don't count the cost. You go in Jesus' name. Spirits of double the stake. You go in Jesus' I dare you. Come out. You go in Jesus' double dare you. You go in Jesus' name. Evil desire. Demonic desire. Ungodly desire. We command you to go in Jesus' name. We command you to come out of us. Out of our seed. We've already confessed the sins of our forefathers that were involved in wagering and risk-taking and in gambling. And that sin is not on us anymore. And although we have maybe not participated in that recently, and this sin is long past us, we're confessing it publicly today, and we're writing down of all that was handwritten against our forefathers and in our seed, in Jesus' name. That's what's taking place. I command the spirits of easy come easy, go. Spirits of escapism, escape from reality. Spirits of failure, go. Spirits of fantasy, fantasizing wealth. False dream, come out. Wildest dream, fortune hunter, fooling oneself, fool one's money away. Now, people, these are names of demons that came out of people over the last, this would be 20, 25 years old, this material here, doing actual deliverance sessions when the demons came out and they spoke, and this was their names. I'm fortune hunter. All right, so this is what I'm calling out, okay? So this is what this is. All right. Spirits of gambling, gambling den, spirits of good luck, spirits of bad luck. Come out in Jesus' name. Y'all would know the Dempseys and Audits well up in retirement years now. I stay in pretty good contact with them. Dempsey and Audits, Thomas. Y'all should know them way back 20-something years ago, 30 years ago. Spirits of gaming, spirits of game of chance, spirits of gangster, go for broke. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirit of greed. Spirit of greedy. Greediness. Get rich quick. I remember this Pentecostal friend of mine who I really loved, but he really disappointed me when he started stealing stuff from the job, trying to make me some papers, make some copies. Somehow the company got plenty of money. They don't care. I said, no, man. I said, hey, I got my own paper. I don't need to take none of the company paper and make copies for at the church. And then I saw one day he prepared a bathroom in our company. He was preparing a bathroom because I think he was over at another department. And then he went in there and used the bathroom. I said, what's up, man? He said, I want to be the first one to test it. Some of us can't be. We're going to be the first one that line every day at 5 o'clock. You really don't think everybody clean. I'm sorry if I said that and I was wrong. You just like to be the first one. I just know about some past experiences. So please forgive me. So don't confront me tonight and say, I'm always up there first, but it's not because I don't think nobody clean. I'm just going by past experience from other associations. And I know I kind of made that a little strong there. But why you want to be first every time? My wife said I asked him some strange questions. Okay. All right. Well, anyway. Okay. I'm going to leave that alone. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for saying there's a person that does that. I don't know who's up there first every time. Don't have a clue because most of the time I'm so busy. Jerry, did I repent right on that one? I think I was real strong there. I guess maybe that was just, I had to say that. Maybe I was supposed to say that. Okay. All right. All right. Glutton for money. Come out in Jesus' name. Golden dream. Go, pipe dream. Go in Jesus' name. Spirits of ungodly hankering. High hopes. Hope for. Hit or miss. Hit it big. Haphazard spending. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Have no money sense. Come out. Have no thought for tomorrow. Come out in Jesus' name. It's in it to win it. All in, all out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break those cliche curses over you in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Come out of there. This appetite for money, this inordinate desire. Just got to go cha-ching, cha-ching. Oh, you just like the sound on when they bring it on TV. Ding, 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 ding. Come out to the Isle of Capri this Friday night. Spirits of isolation, you go in Jesus' name. Spirits of itching palm. Idle fancy, come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of isolation, loneliness, especially in the casinos after losing. Spirits of keep nothing for a rainy day. Spirits of lottery, you go in Jesus' name. Lotto, lotto fever, lotto craze. And on our television, like I say, we was the home of the big gambling casinos. Big gambling investigation with the James Commission back in the 60s. When the TV come on, I like to watch news. I like to know what's going on. But they're going to make sure they might miss a lot. They might miss a lot of national news, but they're not going to forget to give you that lotto number because that's part of the state. So they have to make sure they put it up there. They call it out 6, 9, 3, 7. Somebody said, that's my birthday. So they might forget the news, but they ain't going to forget that lotto. And so the little children sitting down there looking at 9, 3, 6, 8. And you telling them, don't participate. So you say, this is a waste what I'm doing. I know it sounds a little funny because it's a choir type doctor, but I can't imagine anybody going to the casinos. On the other hand, I'm a little challenged by the scratch cards. Spirits of keep nothing for a rainy day. Spirits of keep nothing for a rainy day. You go. Come out. Love of money. Lust for money. Lust for the flesh. Lust of the eyes. Long odds. Come out. These are all names of demons that came out of people during deliverance sessions. Leave it to chance. Last hope, last resort. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, the spirit of the loser. Come out, the spirit of luck. Lucky lady. Come out, lucky. Long shot. Lucky shot. Long, long shot. Come out. Come out there in Jesus' name. Make believe. Money grabbing. Misuse of funds. Spirit of misspending. Spirit of millionaire. I had one of the elders back way back. He was sending money up to New York. I'm not going to call the name of the television evangelist at that time. And I said, well, what are you doing? He said, man, I got people calling me, all kind of witches and everything. Company got my mailing address because I was sending this money to some fancy name, evangelist or something up in New York. He said, I want to be a millionaire so I can give to the church. Got it mixed up, brother. We need to sit down and have a talk. So, spirits of non-reality, you come out of us in Jesus' name. One-armed bandits, come out. Push one's luck, come out. Spirits of pie in the sky. Come out. Bigotness. Possessiveness of money. Pouring money through a sleeve. Pouring down the drain. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of phobia. Spirits of potluck. Spirits of poverty. You go in Jesus' name. Poverty stricken. Pretend. Come out. All the Midianite spirits. All Midianites. Come out. You go in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. All the raghead demons. Come, Ishmaelites. You go in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out, all pride, pride of life. Play for the high stakes. Holy roller. Come out of there, high roller. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Jerry was talking about the holy jerkin in her session today where they got that same jerk up there. Trust me, when we was out there gambling, we had all kind of jerks and we had all kind of facial expressions. And you could read us a mile away. If you was a hustler, you could easily pick us because we was easy prey. Spirit of raffle. Come out. Come out, rare chance. Come out, reckless spending. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Run through one savings. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, risk. Risk it. Risk taking. Great risk. Random shot. You go in Jesus' name. Just a few more. We're going to be out here by 9:30 tonight. Thank God. Spirit of Russian roulette. We had a high school principal that played a game. I was accused of playing a game of Russian roulette with three students, and the students contacted us, and I had to arbitrate those cases and went filed a lawsuit against the school district. And we donated all, of course, all the funds that we was going to give was donated to the children, school district, to the children. And, but the children said that the principal took the gun, put one bullet in, and rolled it, and put it up to the head of one of the children and say, this is, you know. And so this is, you don't know what's going on in your schools, people. Listen to your children when they talk to you. Listen to them. Russian roulette spirits, you come out of there in Jesus' name. Roll the dice, come out of there in Jesus' name. Spend the last dollar, scatter the winds, come out. All spirits of selfishness, self-indulgence, self-interest, squandering, speculation, shot in the dark, scatter to the winds, high stakes, subject to chance. All spirits of scheming, sweepstakes, speculate. Come out, think money grows on the trees, thirst for loot, thirst for money. Come out, try one's luck, trust the chance. Come out of there in Jesus' name, uncertainly principled. Unpredictable, unreal, non-realism. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out vanity. Come out the venture. Come out vain imaginations. Rags to riches. Come out of there, the Cinderella spirit. You go in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. Win or else. Come out, wicked steward, slothful steward, ungodly steward. Go in Jesus' name. Leave us. Wasteful spending. Foolish spending, you go. Wanting, ungodly wanting. Waste one's inheritance, you go in Jesus' name. Wishing, wishful thinking. Wager, wild guess, you go in Jesus' name. Spirits of will of fortune, you go in Jesus' name. Yearning, ungodly yearning. Spirits of the casinos, you go in Jesus' name. Spirits of poker, you go. All kinds of poker, you go. Lotto, lottery, scratch cards, spirits of Asmodeus, you go in Jesus' name, you go in Jesus' name. All risk-taking spirits, we command you to go. We break that power over the congregation of the Lord right now, over our sins of our forefathers, we've confessed those sins. Father, we break that power in Jesus' name. Everybody standing in the house of God, amen? Everybody standing. Father, I just pray over the congregation of the Lord. We thank you that you've called us out of this darkness. But Lord, back in our family background, there may have been some areas, Lord God, where these types of crimes took place. Crimes against humanity, crimes against the law of God. Wage betting, gambling operated on the greater sucker theory. Somebody's got to lose. Somebody's supposed to win. So Lord, we repent. We ask for forgiveness. We pray, Father, for the deliverance in our families. I pray the blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ upon all of these that have participated in this deliverance session, those that were received a DVD tape. I speak the blessings of the Lord upon them. I pray right now to bind every demonic power that we did not call by name but by implication. We command you to go in Jesus' name. I speak the inheritance of the Lord upon the congregation of the Lord. I thank you, God, that the congregation is blessed, fearfully and wonderfully made, highly favored. Lord, I pray the congregation of the Lord will prosper in the things of God. The demons have to go. They have to leave our seed. Our seed is blessed. We are blessed. We thank you, Lord God, for healing us tonight. We pray that the Holy Spirit will begin to fill those places in our lives, Father, that were once inhabited by the demons of gambling, risk-taking, wagering, betting, and all of the sins that came down the forefathers. Father, we ask, God, that you fill the house of God. Touch our heart, God. Oh, God, bring great deliverance in our life. Restore us, Lord God. Now, Lord God, I pray the prosperity of God upon the congregation of the Lord. Lord, I thank you right now, God, it is you that has ordained this message for such a time as this. Lord, I thank you right now, Lord God, for your blessings upon this congregation. And Lord, as we depart tonight, absent one for another, but we will be in prayer one for another, we just thank you right now, God, you love us so much that we don't have to depend on risk. We don't have to depend on facts. We depend upon you. And your holy word is the only standard that we will obey, and faith in God. That is who we obey. We trust you, God, for all of our needs and some of our wants. Amen. May God bless you. May God keep you. See you in the morning at 6 o'clock.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.